Hello, my name is Chip Ling. You're listening to Total EM. For this week's podcast, we're going to talk about a book. Actually, we're going to do a bit of a book review, which we haven't really done before, but this particular one I thought was very worthwhile. In fact, it is the only physical book I carry with me on shift on me. And the reason why is because most everything else, resource-wise, I don't mind having electronically and maybe not having to have access to immediately. But the book defines really in its title what I'm concerned about, and that is the Resuscitation Crisis Manual, or the RCM. And the nice thing about the RCM is that it is set up as a quick reference handbook, especially if we're thinking about that in the realm of what we see in aviation. So as an idea and understanding this a little bit better, is that a quick reference handbook is used by pilots in their cockpit to be used in an emergency. So basically they have boldface actions. So for example, with the one that I've included in the show notes, an ejection, it talks about basically two steps that you have to do to successfully eject from the plane. However, there are then further actions and things that are discussed on the other side. So that way you have a little more of a walkthrough. And that is how the RCM is set up. Now, a little bit of background here. Dave Borshoff is an Australian anesthetist, is what they called over there, but an anesthesiologist and former pilot. And he first developed the Anesthesia Crisis Manual. Well, another gentleman by the name of Scott Weingart, who we've talked about before on the blog and podcast, he has the MCRIT blog and podcast. And he decided to co-author this book with Dave Borshoff, which became the Resuscitation Crisis Manual. And it wasn't just the two of them writing. In fact, it was experts in the field across multiple subjects. And it is really well set up. I do have basically one example that's included in the show notes. It's about status epilepticus. You'll notice there it is talking about section 22. And that section is two pages. Basically, on the left side of the page, it includes those boldface actions, which for status epilepticus, there are 10 of them. And then on the right page, you'll see a lot more detail. It has like definition, causes for status epilepticus, labs that you'll want to get, what to do if they're hypotensive, what medications, what dosings, all that kind of stuff there. Also, they'll refer to other sections. So that way, for example, it says if known hyponatremia, treat according to protocol, and that's going to be in section 28. Or if the seizure stops, reassess, consider intubation, prepare using the intubation checklist. That's section number 43 that you would go to. And the idea is that you would take this handbook and really go through critical situations with a bit of a checklist. You may think to yourself, I don't need a checklist. I know all this stuff. And looking at it, I kind of thought the same thing, but there's a reason why. There's a reason why it's the only book I carry with me on shift. And that is because I want there to be a checklist. I want to cognitively offload this. I want to be able to instead spend my bandwidth on focusing on the actual elements of resuscitation that I'm most concerned about, which includes being able to do the procedural components and really kind of being able to do the rest of it without necessarily having to think of all the steps and making sure that those steps work correctly. So that is why I really like this book. It is truly one of a kind for emergency medicine, at least that I can tell. I'd be curious if anyone has any other books out there that they find very similar to this, but I do wish that maybe it included a few other sections and stuff in it. I'm always hoping that maybe that'll come in later. But as far as what I see in here, I really find this a rather fascinating book. I've been using the book for a couple of years now, and I really do find it a valuable resource. And a lot of times what I'll do is during a resuscitation, I'll hand it to one of the nurses or a student, and I have them look at it and make sure that they're going through the steps with me here, so that way we make sure we don't miss anything. If I don't have someone around to do that with, I'll look at it myself. And again, it serves as a checklist. It's something that in almost every case, I've already been trained in and using this and seeing this frequently enough that I may not necessarily need it, but I like having it as an external reference, something that, again, I can cognitively offload having to think about it. And so with the electronic version, I like having that for places where I may not necessarily be keeping my book. So If I'm in an austere environment, maybe that's beneficial. It's saved as a PDF to my phone, so that way I have it with me at all times. But it's something that, again, I think is relatively easy to use. It's very intuitive. It's very quick. And it does have basically two sections where it goes through and lists out all the chapters, so that way you can think about it. I've gotten used to it enough. I know where things are, relatively speaking, so I can thumb through it in just a matter of a couple of seconds, which is the whole idea. This is meant to be used when seconds truly count. And then other things I have other references for, again, when they're less critical. But having this all available to me has been extremely helpful. And I very much appreciate all the effort and energy that has gone into it. I was really concerned that it may never come out, and eventually did. I want to say it was a couple of years process before it finally was actually published. But when it came out a little over a couple of years ago, I tried to get one as quickly as possible and started using it. And I very much enjoy having it, and I find it as a valuable tool. I've also been preaching this for the last couple of years to others who have started getting it, and they find it useful too. Something really cool is that with these books, there are multiple versions. Like I said, there is a physical plus ebook, or just the ebook by itself. If you're looking at the RCM right now, at the time of this being published, the RCM plus the ebook is $55. If you just want the Resuscitation Crisis Manual ebook, it is $25. And then they do have, for the Anesthesia Crisis Manual, they call it the Anesthetic Crisis Manual, the North American edition, the physical book plus the ebook is $45. The ebook by itself is only $20. And then they have a new one, the Perfusion Crisis Manual, and that covers cardiopulmonary bypass as well as ECMO, which is extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. That is a new one, and that is both for the physical and ebook, $65. If you're looking at just the ebook, it's $30. Again, not a bad deal. I think this has a lot of great information to look at. But I think for us in emergency medicine in general, we're looking at the RCM specifically. And with those prices, that's not bad, especially with the amount of information, who's been writing it, stuff like that. For me, this was a pretty easy choice as far as a purchase went. Also, the materials that the book is made out of is meant to withstand water damage and is also quite tolerant. It does have a special kind of protection over the front and back covers. That way you have a little bit more ability to withstand basically your typical use and abuse in an emergency setting. I do notice that there is some wearing of the first couple of pages or so, and it hasn't really caused any real fade though to the print. But just so you know, after some time, if you're keeping this in a lab coat pocket, or you're just kind of throwing this willy-nilly around, it will show a little bit of wear and tear, but it does hold up overall quite well. An important note, I have no financial relationship with this. I don't get any money. In fact, if you went and bought this, I wouldn't get any sort of referral bonus, anything like that. This is truly just a review of a book that I find incredibly beneficial, and I hope you do too. Feel free to reach out, ask your questions, give your feedback if you're already using this. But until next time, continue to provide total care everywhere.